The New Market Dominion pipeline is one of a dizzying array of fuel pipelines that flow through New York, in many cases taking natural gas from hydrofracking sites in other states to markets in New York and other places. The pipeline, which is largely regulated by the federal government, is trying to expand its capacity and to build more powerful compressor stations in three sites along its route in the Southern Tier and in central New York. But opponents say Governor Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation has the power to shut the project down because the pipeline company needs the DEC to sign off on a key water quality certification, as well as three air quality permits for the upgrades to the compressor stations. Walter Hang, with the Ithaca-based Toxics Targeting, says his group already found instances where the existing pipeline violated state pollution standards, so the state environmental agency should not sign off on a new okay.
Unfortunately, the existing pipeline has already caused enormous water quality violations that were never cleaned up to state standards.
There's already precedent for the state to reject the water quality permit. Cuomo's environmental agency earlier this year, on Earth Day, denied a similar water quality certification for the Constitution Pipeline, which was to be a newly constructed line stretching across vast sections of upstate New York. Hang is one of the leaders of the anti-fracking movement that led to a ban on hydrofracking in New York State in late 2014. He says he and others are turning up the heat on the Cuomo administration during an extended public comment period that just ended on September 12th. They've been writing letters and making phone calls.
We're just hammering away that the governor can't be a climate change activist and continue to permit these giant pipelines, giant fossil fuel power plants, gas storage, and the like. So the governor is facing incredible pressure right now to fulfill the request to adopt a moratorium on all fossil fuel project approvals in the state.
Even though Dominion is not asking for a new pipeline, but instead an upgrade, Lisa Marshall, who lives in Horseheads in the Southern Tier, says it means a big change. She says the new line would carry up to 112 million cubic feet of gas per day.
If you can imagine a football field a half a mile into the air, that's the volume of gas they're talking about.
Marshall lives just a few blocks from the Horseheads compressor station. She says 50 homes, two daycare centers, a group home for disabled people, and many elderly citizens live within half a mile of the site.
A lot of them are concerned about safety. They're concerned about the noise. They're concerned about their health. They're concerned about their property values. Homes near compressors in other areas have lost up to 50% of their value.
Marshall says she and other advocates have learned through the fracking fight that applying political pressure can pay off.
If the governor hears us and feels like there's enough of us that are upset about this, then maybe he'll do something. That's our hope.
A spokesman for the Department of Environmental Conservation says the proposal does not involve building a new pipeline and instead seeks to modify an existing compressor station and create two new ones. Spokesman Sean Mahar says the public comment period was already extended to ensure the public had adequate opportunity to help the environmental agency in its review. And he says all comments will be considered prior to making any final determination. There's currently no exact timetable as to when a decision will be made. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.